You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We were just doing the miles travel thing. Josh and I were looking up. Josh said the furthest west the Bills go is Houston. That's correct. And I said, but I think Miami could be farther. It's not. It's only 100 miles shorter, actually. But the two furthest trips for the Bills this year are Houston and Miami. 1,400 miles to Houston, 1,300 miles to Miami, give or take. Let's see. I'm trying to Bills travel second fewest miles this year. I was just tweeting out something about this. NFL coaches in general love this shorter travel schedule. Okay. It doesn't mess up with routine. Because think about it. Is Houston the only non-Eastern time zone the Bills play in?
I think Atlanta, right? I think Atlanta might be considered central.
No, it's not. Atlanta is in the Eastern time zone.
It is?
Yes. What's the time in Atlanta right now?
Oh, I guess it is Eastern. Yes. I didn't know because like if you've ever driven to Nashville, mm-hmm. like an hour, not even before you get to Nashville, the time changes. And I didn't know where that all lined
up. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I guess it would depend on what route you go. But right. No, sure, Atlanta's in the Eastern time zone.
Atlanta is far.
Okay, so, Cincinnati's East, right? Time zone?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
That's when I always get tripped up on. Cincy and Indy are always the ones I get tripped up
on. Yeah, so similarly with that drive to Nashville, I've done that a few times, and it's like when you're driving, when you get into Tennessee is when you switch into the...
Cincy's actually at home. I'm sorry, anyway. It doesn't matter. Cincy's at home.
Oh, right.
But yeah. I was looking at the home, but yes. So, all right. So, let's start this over. Houston is the only non-Eastern time zone the Bills will play in this year, correct? What's the time in Houston right now? Just make sure. There should be central time.
Yeah, it should be 9.
Yeah, it is 9:35 right now.
Yeah.
Nine. Okay. So, Houston is the only non, and the other ones are Eastern time zones. Miami's Eastern, obviously. New England, Boston, New York, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Carolina, and Cleveland. Bam. And they're not going international playing these games. And the Bills will have, so that's it. The Bills literally have, if you think about it this way, the Bills literally have the entire schedule, 1 hour time zone difference game in the whole, they're not even traveling two time zones. One, that's it for one game. Crazy. This is something NFL coaches love, by the way. Something NFL coaches love to have the fewest miles. Now, I'm sure that in a lot of ways, like people in the organization, like, yeah, it's cool. Go over there. And the business side of it would love to kind of market the team in different places. But when you're talking about routine, not having a really long way to go, it's beautiful. What does the Bills week one schedule look like? Because I think that's what a lot of people are into here in Buffalo and thinking about all the time is the home opener, right? Like, what does the home opener look like? Even if it's not week one. It might be week two. What's the home opener? First of all, I'd say this. Do you prefer, Josh, the Bills to open at home or on the road?
I don't really know.
Do you have like a preference throughout your life watching and going to games?
I don't really know if it matters. I do like the home games early because obviously like the weather's
yes,
like
100%.
End of the summer weather, which is nice. But honestly, like it doesn't really matter to me. But I do like a home opener at 1 o'clock. That's something that I've always appreciated. Like I know that now the Bills have gotten better. It's like we don't have as many 1 o'clock games anymore. So
okay, who would be a good home opener at 1 o'clock this year? Who would be? Last year was Arizona. And I was thankful for that. I liked that. That was a good opener.
Yeah.
After the previous 2 years going on the road at night, like LA, at the, right? They went to LA a couple years ago, and then they went to the Jets, right? That Monday night game. Last year getting home 1 o'clock. Now, a few years ago, they played home 1 o'clock Steelers and lost. And that stunk.
Yeah.
But I thought last year, hey, this is great. Get an NFC team you don't see a lot of. Home 1 o'clock. It wasn't the nicest day. It was like 62 degrees or something like that.
It was like kind of weirdly cloudy, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so it looked like it was like overcast, going to rain all day.
Yeah. It.
I think if you want to stay in the vein of the NFC, have the Saints come here.
I was thinking about that.
It's like, got 1 o'clock game written all over it.
If you have the Saints coming to Buffalo week one and with their quarterback situation, the Bills might be the biggest favorite on the board that week, right? I think they'd be the biggest favorite on the board.
That's if you're going to do a 1 o'clock game. If you don't do 1 o'clock, then there's obviously lots of other options. But
yes,
if you're going to do 1 o'clock, I think week one, it would be the Saints.
I think there's only three options if you go 1 o'clock at home. Maybe four. The only three, to me, would be the Saints, the Patriots, and the Jets. That's it. I think if you do any other home game, if the Bills, without knowing time right now, if the Bills open at home week one at 1 o'clock, I think the only three teams you would put there in that time slot are Saints, Patriots, or Jets. Ooh, I guess maybe Buccaneers? Could do Bucks. Bucks feel like they're a little bit juicier, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Baker's better than expected.
That was a night game a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
So one thing I'm going to ask Mike Chope when he comes on at 11 o'clock, I'll ask you this right now. Josh Schmidt, producer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you go back to 2 years ago, Josh, do you remember the Bills' schedule 2 years ago? It was kind of interesting where suddenly the Bills, we find out, are playing night games against the Broncos and the Bucks. Remember that? We're like, whoa, where did that come from? They also had the Giants. Didn't they have three night games at home that year? Giants came.
The 2023 season, you're saying?
2023. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It was
Bucks.
Broncos, Bucks, and
Giants.
Giants. Yeah, I thought there was one. You're right. There was just
There was one flex later or no. Let me see.
Oh, Philly game.
Hold on here.
Wasn't that at night?
No. That's on the road, though. I'm talking about home.
Okay.
I'm just talking about at home. In 2023, the Bills played. There was a London game there. Okay, Giants at home at night, week 6. Buccaneers at home at night, week 8. Broncos home at night, week 10. And then
I was at that game. That was the too many men on the field game.
Yes. Yep. So, okay, that was it. So anyway, my point is this. Giants, you can understand. Big market, Buffalo, New York, right? When the schedule came out, weren't we all kind of like, wow, I got the Broncos and the Bucks at home games at night? Like, weird. Okay, I'm going to refer to something Mike North said in our podcast, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. And by the way, today would be a great day to go listen to that if you want. You want to learn about the schedule, how it gets done. You want clues. You want to do your own mock schedule. Go listen to Matt Bove and I interview Mike North from last month on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. You can go to my YouTube page, at Sal Sports. You can find it right there. And I think you'll love it. But I keep referring back to and thinking about conversations I had with Mike on this podcast. Mike said something really interesting, Josh. He said, back years ago, when we would put the Bills on a primetime game, they didn't get a lot of them, of course. You'd have to kind of do it against a team that everybody wanted to go see because people didn't want to see the Bills necessarily, right? Like, the Bills weren't that good. Didn't have an MVP quarterback. So you'd put them against the Cowboys. You'd put them against the Patriots. Those were all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Always. Now it's flipped. If there's a team, they like, yeah, you know what? We should get that team on primetime once. Put it against the Bills because people will go to watch the Bills. Who cares who the opponent is? I think you got to look at that now for this. And then I keep thinking, okay, who would be a good under-the-radar primetime game for the Bills that nobody's thinking about that all of a sudden it could happen tomorrow? Well, home or away, by the way.
Ooh, okay, that might change my answer.
Home or away.
Well, if it's home only, I would say the Patriots because everything going on there with Drake May getting better, Stephon Diggs going to New England, Mac Hollins going to New England.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mean, maybe it's not as under the radar, but I think that one would be a sneaky good game.
I don't disagree. If you're looking at it from an NFL lens, they've done Dolphins. That wouldn't be an under the radar. That's like normal. They do that, right? Bucks again could be a team like that. But again, as you just said, they kind of resonate. So
yeah.
Would we be stunned?
The last
I think the Patriots would be a good one there.
When was the last Patriots night game? Was it the wind game?
No.
Or the perfect game?
It was the perfect game.
The perfect
same
game.
Year.
That's right. Yeah, the same year. But still, you had two back-to-back ones, and then you haven't had one since. So,
okay, like but what about good. Away? Patriots would fit this away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But
I'm going to give you one. I think Carolina could fit this.
I was going to say Carolina, too. Because Carolina is another team kind of like the Patriots, but in a lesser extent of like second-year quarterback.
Yep.
Is he going to improve?
Third year now.
Or third year, right.
Yep.
But, I mean, obviously with the Patriots, there's a lot more hope there, a lot more promise. But with the Panthers, it's still, hey, this guy was a first overall pick. It's Bryce Young. What's he going to do now? Like,
yeah, and there's a lot of storylines between Buffalo and Carolina.
Right, all the
with McDermott and Bean, with Dan Morgan, right? Mm-hmm. GM over there. There's a lot of storylines and connections. And, oh, by the way, I mean, I don't know if the NFL would care this much about it. There is a huge Buffalo displaced population in Charlotte, right? Like, I don't know if the NFL would care about that, but they'd probably be like, oh, that'd be good theater to see all those, to have that crowd.
I think they would. I think that makes perfect sense for them to be like, yeah, this is like where we want this game to be. I think that makes a lot of sense for the away game would have to be the Panthers. If you're going to do a night one and you got to tie somebody to the Bills.
Okay, what about Atlanta?
Yeah, I still think that'd probably be second just because of the fact that like it's the same kind of situation of what's going on in the quarterback room of, you know, is it going to be Kirk Cousins? Is it going to be Michael Penix?
It's going to be Penix.
It is, but, you know,
it's gonna be Penix,
where is Kirk Cousins going to be? Is he going to be on the sidelines or is he going to get traded?
I don't know. Right, but I don't think that's the reason why you put that game on Monday night or, I mean, on a night game. If it's Monday night, Sunday night, Bills at Falcons, the quarterback for them, because I think it's Penix. I don't think they care about Cousins, but I do think it's the kind of team that has a little bit of juice because of everything you said, and you could still say, okay, that fits, right? Bills could go there at prime time. They could do that. The one team that keeps sticking out to me, but I could make a great case for Houston, but they didn't even make a prime time last year, and that was with Diggs.
Yeah. Houston, to me, is one of those teams this year where I don't think the NFL knows what to do with them. Because
that's a good point.
Because they're just at this weird point of like, hey, they had a great year 2 years ago, and then last year they just kind of let everybody down. Like, it was just a big flop, and then they lost Diggs. They don't have him anymore. Like, Tank Dell, that's all that unfortunate situations where he gets hurt again. And it's just like, you know, what are they going to do with Houston? I think that's kind of what they were looking at. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston has a lot of 1 o'clock games this year and no primetime games.
All right. So I got a text here from someone, a friend of mine named Bill. Bill said, can you explain when you get a chance how these teams can hold two games and what that means? It's not hold, it's protect. It's protect two games. Okay, what it means is this. If you are, okay, this is for Bill and everybody else. If you are hosting an international game, so the Jags in London, the Steelers in Dublin this year, right? The Browns in London this year. If you're the host team, you have a home game that's being shipped overseas. Apparently, and this is new to learn, but it is true, you could take two of your away opponents, two opponents coming to your place and saying, those two games are not going over there. We're playing them in our stadium. So in this case, the Steelers can say, you're not taking the Packers over to Dublin. You're not taking the Bills over to Dublin. Or they could say, you're not doing the Ravens. You're not doing the Browns. I don't think you should have to protect two division games anyway because they generally don't do that. But we are seeing that happen now because the Chiefs are playing at the Chargers. The Chargers did not protect the Chiefs game. So the Chiefs and Chargers are playing in Brazil because the Chargers didn't protect that game. So that's how it works. I hope that explains it, Bill, and everybody else. That's what it is. It's just the international games that teams can say, we're protecting two of these games on our schedule from going over there. 803-0550 if you have any questions or comments about the NFL schedule. What are you looking for? What are you not looking for? Do you love it? Do you hate it? All this stuff that's going on about it. We'll take your phone calls. Anything that you're looking forward to or not. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a terrific Tuesday, which is the eve of NFL schedule release. Josh Allen on the Today Show tomorrow. Most likely revealing something about the Bills, which we have no idea yet. Any Buffalo Bills game. And I kind of like that a lot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.